Hallelujah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Elohim, thank you that our lives are given to you in every way. We've died with you on the cross, and we now live with you in the Spirit as you, your mercies on you every morning, as you give us understanding to know you more, because our lives are hid with Christ in God. So your will be done, your kingdom come this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 8 from verse 10 to 13. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment.
Hallelujah. You see the comparison here, the centurion's faith, that is a Gentile, someone not of the Jews, and then the Jews. And the centurion believes that Jesus has got authority from the Most High God, and all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-loving. And if he just gives a word, he knows that this power that backs him will be there to help the scenario. And this is exactly what happens. And then you got the Jews that had the law, God the law, and the law was given so that they could realize they need a savior. So it gave them insight onto what God wanted. But then only when he would come, then but the promise was in that he will come and he will take out their hearts of stone and he will give them hearts of flesh and he'll give them a new spirit. I'll send you that scripture now. And this is what they never recognized Jesus as the Savior that had the backing of the Almighty. And so they rejected his words, they rejected him. But here, this centurion believes in him and he takes hold of his word and he experiences the blessings. This comes across in the parable in Matthew 22. It's the parable of the kingdom. And we see there they were invited there to come to the feast. And why would you come to the feast? Where you come to that feast because you believe this is the Savior, you believe this is the King, this is what you've been waiting for all your life, where it's no longer your will, but his will, where your life can be given. So they had to give their life. They had to turn from their farm, their marriage, everything. That had to be second. The most important thing was commitment to the Lord. So it's already a sacrifice, knowing that it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives. And the life that I'm now wanting to live is by faith in the Son of God who gave himself for me. So it's already, I died with him, that's why he died. And so I'm leaving everything. Everything is the Lord is the most important. And so I'm coming. And now when I come, I'm partaking of the feast, the goodness of the Lord, that is his plan for me, his purpose for me. And so he can pour his love into my heart, so that I can be everything I'm supposed to be. And then we can see here in the parable, this is why the king is upset. Because here is someone that comes in, he had to come, and that is before you had to dedicate yourself first, and then you had to come partake, and you take hold of that which the Lord wants for you. That's the feast. But here is someone that's come, he's there, but he's still carrying all the old attitudes and actions. He is not the evidence of a commitment and partaking of the feast is not there. And so he gets thrust out. And this is a picture of the Jews that rejected Jesus. He said he would have loved to gather them like a hen would gather their chickens, and protect them and provide for them and and lead them on into maturity, but they wouldn't have it, and so they were cast out. But again, the wonderful thing is they were like branches that were, they had the benefits of the Savior, and the Savior comes out, and now they rejected the benefits, so they've been put out, and we've been put in. We are the branches in the vine now. We are the bride now. We are the born again sons of the living God, born again into the kingdom, and born again then to partake, and born again now to see the kingdom, experience the kingdom. So this is the beauty. So we see the contrast. If you don't want to believe the Savior, and you turn away from him, you cut yourself off. You need to lose yourself and be dedicated to the Lord, and then the Lord can work in you to will and to do, writing his laws on your heart and on your mind. Amen.
Amen.